Tide pools. Twice every day, the ocean pulls back from the beach. The water slides away from the sand and leaves bare, wet ground where the waves had been just a few hours before. In some places, it only pulls back a little. In others, it pulls back so far that you can walk out across ground that was deep underwater that morning. This is called the tide, and the moon is what mostly causes it. The moon is far away, but it pulls on the ocean, tugging the water on the near side up into a bulge that points toward the moon, and the water on the far side of the earth bulges out too, away from the moon, left behind, as the moon pulls the whole earth gently toward itself. So there are two bulges, on opposite sides. As the earth slowly turns, your piece of beach passes through a bulge, then a low spot, then the other bulge, then a low spot, so the water climbs up the sand and sinks away twice each day. The sun gives a smaller tug of its own and helps too, but the moon is the main one. When the water pulls back, it leaves puddles behind in the dips and holes in the rocks. Some are small enough to hold in your hands. Some are big enough to sit in. These are tide pools, and the animals that live in them have a hard problem to solve. They spend half their time underwater, and the other half sitting out in the open air, and they have to survive both. Look at the rocks, and you'll find barnacles, little gray cones glued tight to the stone. A barnacle is an animal living inside a tiny rock house it built around itself. When the water covers it, the top of the house opens and a feathery little arm reaches out and combs food out of the water. But when the tide pulls back and the barnacle is left in the air, the house snaps shut, sealing a sip of seawater inside. The barnacle waits in there, wet and closed up, until the ocean comes back. It can wait for hours. In the pools that still have water, you might see a sea anemone. It looks like a soft flower stuck to the rock with a ring of waving arms, but it isn't a plant at all. It's an animal, a cousin of the jellyfish, and those arms can sting. When a tiny creature bumps into them, the arms grab it, and the anemone eats it. And when the tide goes out and the anemone is in danger of drying up, it pulls all its arms inside and squishes down into a little wet blob, holding water in until the sea returns. You might also find a hermit crab scuttling across the bottom of a pool, carrying a shell on its back. The shell isn't part of the crab. A hermit crab is born with a soft, squishy back end and no hard shell of its own, so it finds an empty shell that some sea snail left behind and tucks itself inside. The shell guards its soft body and helps keep it from drying out when the water is gone. And the crab keeps growing, but its borrowed shell doesn't. So every so often, the crab has to hunt for a bigger empty shell, pop out of its old one, and squeeze into the new one fast before anything can bother its bare body. A hermit crab spends its whole life moving from house to house. The pool itself changes through the day. When the sun beats down on a small pool, the water can heat up until it's as warm as a bath, even though the ocean a few steps away is freezing cold. As the day goes on, some of the water dries up into the air and leaves its salt behind, so the pool turns saltier and saltier. Then the tide rushes back in, and all at once the pool is plain cold ocean again. The animals living there go through that whole change twice a day, their entire lives. Almost nothing else can survive a spot that harsh. And that's exactly why these animals live there. The hardest place on the beach is a place they get to keep mostly to themselves.